It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
In 1997, the worst hate mail I'd ever received came after doing the Ellen DeGeneres show. Ellen came out and I was her therapist on that monumental coming out show. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But the truth is, for me, I know this, that if you in any way are keeping a secret, or if you in any way are pretending to be something that you are not, you will never, ever become all that you were meant to be. It just cannot happen if you're living in some kind of pretense, phony world. I think many people hide behind the facade of their own lives in various ways. I can say for myself that being able to be myself in front of all of you has been one of the great gifts of my life, to be able to be truthful, to say whatever was going on in my life. I wasn't always that way. I shared a story of starting out in television news and pretending to be Barbara Walters. It was not until I was able to literally break free of pretending to be an anchor woman and pretending to be like Barbara Walters that my career started to take off. So I know that as long as you are trying to carry on the facade, and for me it was something as superficial as trying to sit like Barbara and cross my legs like Barbara and lean into the desk like Barbara, superficial but still prohibiting me from being and being able to exercise the fullness of myself. I know for anybody, if in any way you are pretending something that is not true for your life, you will not be able to move forward, because that untruth, that uncertainty about standing in your truth blocks you from all that you were meant to be. Ellen being able to literally say to the world that she is a lesbian, and to be able to do that back in 1997, is a classic example.
You nervous or what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Everybody thinks I'm a freak.
In 1997, Ellen DeGeneres was seen as what she says on the show, like a freak, and was afraid of being perceived as a freak for saying that she was who she is.
I mean, I knew that it would be big, but I had no idea that it would be this big. And I actually didn't know it was gonna drag out for so long either. So I understand the frustration, but it just was something that I decided and wanted to do and thought it would be wonderful for me, and as a result.
So did you decide for the character first, that you wanted the character to give the character some kind of, or did you decide for yourself first?
I decided for me first. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, it's because I never thought it was anybody's business, mm-hmm. who I am and who I am with. And so I thought, why do people need to know? Mm-hmm. And then I realized that as long as I had this secret that I worried about all the time, that it made it look like something was wrong.
So how worried were you, Ellen? My God, what would you do when you get interviewed, when you became famous and you would do interviews with different reporters?
Tried to dodge the question, tried to...
Would anybody out and out ask you?
Sometimes they would. And then I would just say, my private life is my private life. I don't want to talk about it, mm-hmm. which I always believed. Mm-hmm. And then when I decided that it was time for me to say, I'm fine with who I am, I feel good about me, I'm mm-hmm. not ashamed of who I am, I thought, really, who cares still about me?
What got you to be this fine with saying it?
I don't know. I mean, I've become more comfortable with myself just in general as mm-hmm. a person and in my body, how I look, just everything. Mm-hmm.
Why did you think it was necessary for you to come out? You know, you've read some of the mail. People say, so if you're going to, why not just let that be your business? Why was it necessary for you to come out, tell the public? Why was it necessary for the character to do so?
Because it's okay. Because it is okay.
Ellen, such an amazing and profound example of being able to step out of whatever is the lie of your life. And many people have lies in various forms. Whatever is the lie of your life, and let yourself blossom in the fullness of your own truth. The worst hate mail I'd ever received came after doing the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And it was so surprising to me that people had such vitriol and such impassioned, ingrained beliefs about the sexuality of other people. People would stand up and so strongly defend their right to say demeaning things about other people because of who they are.
It's sin, it's no different than adultery, it's no different than, robbing, stealing, lying, cheating. And I don't think you're a freak. I think you're a very nice person, but I think you're living in a lifestyle that is wrong.
What do you want to say, yes?
I feel like if the families out there had the PR person as the gay and lesbian community does, it'd be great for families too. Mm. I just feel like we're being stuffed with this right now, down our throat. It's just like, why?
Well, you don't have to fight for anyone to embrace you and say how wonderful you have a family and children, and that's just accepted. That's, of course, people are gonna embrace that. And I agree, there's been way too much focus on it. There's been, and the show, it wasn't supposed to leak out. It was supposed to be just these subtle little clues till it happened.
How did you get on time? That's why, I think that's when it hit me. I had the carton of milk and I have my 10-year-old boy there, and yep, I'm gay. What's that, Mom? You know, and I feel like...
He should know what it is.
I had this epiphany last night because I've received so much mail, and one of the common themes running through a lot of the mail that I received, a lot of people felt that me being on your show was me promoting lesbianism. I simply wanted to support you in being what you believed was the truth for yourself. And what I gathered from a lot of the mail is that there's a perception, and I've been trying to fight this for years on TV, that gay people are just swinging from the chandeliers, having sex all the time, and that they're all marching in the Mardi Gras parade with feathers and boas, mm-hmm. and that they don't understand that, to the greatest extent, gay people want the same thing everybody else wants.
Yes, and I think that's why this is such a big deal, and I think that's why people are having such a hard time with it, because they do perceive anyone who's gay or lesbian to look a certain way, and they don't understand, and people that look, you know, like me, don't usually come out because you can kind of hide it and it's
usually
safer.
The quiet majority, yes.
Yeah, because
and they don't realize that the people at the checkout counter and the people sitting next to them in church and direct in the choir and, you know, at the theater and all over.
And I'm not trying to change anybody's opinion on anything other than to say that I'm fine with who I am now, and for a long time I wasn't. And I understand the fear, and but I'm okay.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
Think about the courage it would take back in 1997, because at the time she had her own sitcom and it was successful, but it wasn't until she allowed herself to be truthful with the world that I think her life and her career really took off. Look at what's happened to Ellen DeGeneres since 1997. That show went away, and I know for a time she was feeling not so good about that. And now, every day on the Ellen DeGeneres show, she literally gets to dance. She literally gets to dance. And all of the other successes that have come to her have come, I think, in great part because she was able to set herself free and not be limited by the secret she was holding all those years. Ellen and I have spent as much time off camera as we've spent on camera. We've had dinner together, we've done a magazine cover together, we've had phone conversations, we email, and I would have to say that she has become more and more and more authentically herself over the years. That the person that she is now compared to who she was back in 1997 cannot even be compared, because she let that secret, that burden, that space of her that was trying to hide and protect itself, she let that go. The truth will set you free. Think about for a moment the amount of time, effort, and energy it takes to hold and carry and bear a secret that is a lie about your life. Think of all of that as wasted time. It's just wasted time and a wasted part of yourself. And so for anybody who is pretending in any way to be something that you are not, let me assure you, I can't guarantee a lot of things. What I can guarantee is you will not have the life you deserve if you're pretending to be anything that you are not. In 2005, I interviewed Jeanette Walls, a gossip columnist and glamorous Park Avenue socialite who was hiding a shameful family secret.
I covered Oscar parties, I covered the Academy Awards, I covered the Golden Globes. I was interviewing the richest, most powerful people in the world.
Jeanette wasn't just covering high society, she was living it too.
I was living on Park Avenue. I was married to a very well-to-do man. I thought, this is it, I am everything. But at the same time, I was a complete phony. I'm a liar, I don't belong here. And I knew that. I lived in fear of being exposed for who I really was.
It was just a matter of time before the truth of Jeanette's past would be exposed.
We lived in a little tiny house without indoor plumbing, and I would literally wash my face in snow because we didn't have running water.
Jeanette's alcoholic father and eccentric mother could not hold down jobs, so the family was penniless.
From a very early age, we just sort of knew this is the way it is, and you don't turn to mom and dad and tell them you're hungry. You know, we'd go for days sometimes without food.
At 17, with only $100, Jeanette boarded a bus, determined never to look back.
I skedaddled out of West Virginia and came to New York, and I got myself a job. I got an apartment, and we had electricity, and we had heat.
With sheer determination, she finished high school, graduated from Barnard, an Ivy League college, and became a rising star reporter.
Once I'd sort of achieved a certain level of success, I was living in constant fear that my secret would get out and that people would realize who I was and who my parents were.
Meanwhile, to Jeanette's horror, her vagabond parents trailed her to New York.
My first reaction was, stay away, just get away from me.
As she lived in the lap of luxury on Park Avenue, her parents slept on the streets.
I said, please don't tell anybody that you're my parents. It's very hard for me to explain to people why you're living like this.
But one night,
Jeanette realized she could no longer live the lie.
Well, I went home to Park Avenue and I paced around the apartment and I looked in the mirror and I didn't much like the person looking back at me. And I got in touch with my mother. We had an elaborate system for getting together. I had dinner with her. And I said, Mom, what am I supposed to tell people when they ask me about you? And she said, tell them the truth, as though it was the simplest thing in the world. But I felt I couldn't possibly explain to anybody why my parents were living like that. And moreover, what kind of monster would let her parents live on the street while she was living on Park Avenue? I was leading a completely fraudulent
life. Had you offered to give them a home,
oh, yeah,
or provide them with shelter?
Yes, yes. Many times I've offered to help my mother to have her move in with us. But my mother, and I love her dearly, but she chooses the life she leads. And it took me a really long time to understand and accept that. I finally come to sort of appreciate and not be ashamed of whatever it is that she has to offer.
And how did you get to that?
I did exactly what my mother told me to do. I told the truth.
Uh-huh.
There was no doubt in my mind that once people knew who I really was, that I would lose all my friends, that I would lose my job, that I would lose everything I'd worked so hard for. I'd be a pariah. I hugely underestimated people's capacity for compassion. So the eye-opener for me has been, you know, shame is a very isolating emotion. And you build up this shell around you.
And what was your shame?
It was a dual shame. One was that I was living this life while my parents were living another. Mm-hmm. The other was who I was. It was my past. And I thought if people knew that I wasn't this glamorous person,
okay,
that they would reject me. And that really interfered with any sort of happiness that I had or any feeling,
really,
of success that I had. Oh, absolutely. And any time I ate well, I felt guilty about my parents. I felt like a fraud for just dressing up and going out.
Mm-hmm. So what was the central element that helped you to begin to shed the shame?
Well, one was my mother challenging me to tell the truth. One actually sort of involves you in a sort of roundabout way. I was covering the launch of O Magazine, and I was asking celebrities, you know, what makes Oprah Winfrey special? And it was your fan, Gail King, who said something. I said, what makes Oprah Winfrey special? And she said, while she's pulling herself up with one hand, she's pulling other people up with the other hand. And I thought, oh my God. Because I think I had been very selfish in trying to get ahead and trying to, I built up this shell and I didn't really care about anybody other than myself in getting ahead.
When we hold secrets, it creates shame. And shame is a great barrier to success. Because when you carry the shame, you don't allow yourself to fulfill your greatest potential. You do not honor the truth of yourself. You do not honor what is your highest self. And so for so many people, and I know this also for myself, being ashamed is like a veil that covers your entire life. And when you walk into a space, the energy of that veil is there. So being able to let go of the secret, being able to say out loud whatever it is you've been holding back and what is holding you back, allows you to release the shame. You let go of the secret, you release the shame. I have never known an instance where anybody was able to let go of the secret and the shame and not be better off in their lives. Because people who care about you, who genuinely love you, people who want the best for you want you to set yourself free. People who want the best for you also want you to be free.
Since Jeanette was on that show, she says she realized that her Park Avenue lifestyle was no longer a fit for her. So she moved to rural Virginia, where she now lives on a farm with her husband, horses, chickens, and dogs. Her mother, Rosemary, now lives with her.
This is what I want everybody to go away and think about. I read your emails and I've received a lot of wonderful messages from you over time. And many of the things that you say to me resonate. One of the reasons why I feel like I have such a connection to you all is because early on in my career, I learned how to be 100% completely myself. And my ability to just be myself in front of all of you is and has been the greatest opportunity for me to live my best life. What is true for me
is not true for me because I am a, quote, celebrity or famous person. It's true because all truth sets you free. Whatever is holding you back in your own life, whatever is preventing you from being your authentic self, is also keeping you from your truest, greatest power. Think about what's holding you back.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.